I don't know, maybe what we were discussing with Miha a lot before you came to Ljubljana, that I don't know, would be interesting to see and compare, and we should culture work and freelance work in Ljubljana and abroad, because more and more I have feeling that beside ministries doing some comparison studies about that they are taking rights away from us, and what is pretty disappointing for me that culture workers in these freelance professions don't have a tendency to organize or don't have a representative, and we should really find a way, you know, to talk, debate, discuss and find better solutions for our working conditions, and not only in culture, also journalists, whoever, you know, that it's a field which is very precious and very important, but to a certain extent sometimes I have a feeling that you are actually the biggest underdog in society.
So in fact the question should have been, do you organize to protect your rights? It should have been this. That's missing from the question there.
Absolutely, we should organize, to not just protect our rights, but, you know, to think and find the models and see what's possible. But, yeah, that's...
When I keep always thinking about, which we didn't put in the questionnaire, but which is, do you feel there is any difference between you as a cultural worker and an industrial worker?
Industrial worker with
for
a
instance,
job,
but other workers...
Yes, actually, no, it's a funny anecdote, and it's really tricky something what I would say now, but, you know, I'm living in the house which is kind of mixture of people from all Balkan, so people coming from all republics, and, you know, some are workers, hard workers, and they wake up, I hear them at 4 or 5 in the morning, and do their job, and I think my job, you know, it's my advantage and my pleasure, and I wouldn't, you know, ever dare to compare in the sense of, I think what they do, it's much harder, and I would never be able to do such a something. But, you know, on the other hand, seeing then people, you know, which are on social security and have their, you know, minimum security, and they could see there in front of the house, you know, it smells on the right wing something, you know. But was interesting because, you know, one day just seeing them again sitting on the sun for, I don't know, which day, and me running as crazy again up and down for 12 hours and actually without right for apartment because I'm renting, without any position in society, I was saying to myself, actually it should be, you know, done something and changed.